You came from an extremely musical family, as you said. Your mother is Marilyn Wilson from the Honeys and the American Spring, and your father is Brian Wilson, the legendary architect of the Beach Boys. Tell us what your perception of your parents growing up was like. Was it all music? Was there any sort of a normal family, or were they a normal mom and dad? Did you have any idea, because they were so busy in their work life, was there time just to be a family?
There was hardly any time. There was hardly any time. But I do have memories. I mean, my parents got divorced when I was young, and it was the rock and roll life for sure. Lots of people coming over, a lot of parties. And you know, I mean, he my dad during my younger years and actually my whole childhood was sort of like on drugs, off drugs, recovering, working with doctors, and the Beach Boys continuing their success. I mean, in the When I was growing up, they were still making records, and some of my favorite music is from the 70s, from the Beach Boys. But like, my mom was very young. They were very young. So for me, he came to the school when I was in third grade. There was a little festival. I have memories of that, and I have memories of like him coming to one of my school plays. Well, I was a little older. I was in the ninth grade. And it was the first time that he had seen me on the stage singing, and I was singing real, like, kind of more operatic type of singing. And after it was done, you know, he had tears. I remember seeing he had a whole wet face of tears because he was so proud. And then him teaching me to play the piano. I have to cling to those memories because they exist. They're there. But it's hard when there were traumatic things too. So your brain, I think, is wired to sort of like, the triggering things, we tend to think of those. I have to remind myself there's plenty of beautiful memories too. And then, of course, all the years to follow, all the healing that we've done. But the long answer to your question is no, it wasn't a normal household. And there was a lot going on. I think that was just the nature of the business and of that era too.
Right. And with all the parties and stuff, did that launch you into growing up? Were you part of that, or were they kind of pawn you off to other people, or how did that?
No, they didn't. I mean, a lot of it was at the house because it was like we had this fabulous house in Bel Air, and there was a lot of hosting parties, a lot of holiday parties too. But you know, it was a little unpredictable. You know, Keith Moon comes over, and Dad and Keith jump in the pool with all their clothes on, and you know, Paul McCartney pops in one day, and we're singing at the piano with him. I mean, this stuff really happened.
And it was like normal, right? Because it would
It was
just
like
happen.
normal, like, oh, you know, I mean, like, let's put it this way. My sister and I were obsessed with Sean Cassidy. That was
Right.
like 70s crush. So that's Justin Bieber today. So literally, I remember being in my room and my mom saying, "Girls, guess who's at the front door?" And she said, "Sean Cassidy's here." And it was like having, you know, Harry Styles show up at your door. It's insane. We have pictures of it, and I've got bright red cheeks, you know, but it was very cool to have that happen.